You're listening to SBS News.
To work from home or not work from home? That is the question for many Australians as central business districts around the country are slowly coming back to life. For Darren Silverman, whose Melbourne cafe Black Velvet Coffee has survived multiple lockdowns, he says business is starting to improve.
Look, if we can survive that, I reckon we can survive just about anything. We're really thankful that we're still here. There's a lot of people that didn't make it, a lot of places that didn't make it. But look, we're under no illusions as to how tough it's going to be, but we're open, we're here and we're trading and it's going okay.
But he says the city is still noticeably quiet, especially on Mondays and Fridays.
There's still a pushback from certain industries in terms of workers in the city. A lot don't want to come back in. A lot have got reasons why they don't want to come back in. What we're finding is the ones that do come back to work or do come back to the office are really enjoying it. They come with the intention of being here for a day or two a week, and some of them got to 3, 4, 5 days a week. They just love being around people again. But there'll always be a pushback from some, and I think we're seeing that a fair bit.
Hybrid working in an ever-changing world can be an enticing concept. Swinburne University of Technology's Associate Professor of Management, John Hopkins, says the remainder of people who haven't returned to the office have adopted some form of the model.
Hybrid work is the ability to have some level of flexibility over where you work, so the location you work. But when you give workers a level of flexibility over where they work and also when they work, so some flexibility over times, like when they start, when they finish, and when they have breaks, that does tend to have a strong correlation with increases in productivity.
But it's not for everyone. The Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry surveyed 88 CBD businesses. The results showed that office staff still prefer to spend part of their week working from home. The survey found 42% of employees are working in the office 1 or 2 days a week. 25% are 3 or 4 days. Just 19% are in the office 5 days a week, while 14% had not returned to the office at all. Almost 70% of respondents did not expect employees to return to the office full-time. Paul Guerra is the Chief Executive Officer of the Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. He says the main reason for people choosing to still work from home was work-life balance, followed by the length of commute and fear of contracting COVID-19.
When we asked respondents what was the main reason for not returning to the office, 34% are saying they want that work-life balance. 29% are saying it's the length of the commute. They don't want to spend that much time in a commute, be it public transport or be it cars or be it riding. And then there's 15% are saying they're still fearful of contacting COVID. So they're trying to do their best to stay out of harm's way. We also know as we come into winter, we haven't had a flu season here for a couple of years now. So with the early signs that it's going to be a difficult flu season. So I think people are saying, well, we've been able to work effectively at home. We're happy to come back in and the survey shows that, but we don't necessarily want to come back in full time.
But for some, flexible work might not be as progressive as it sounds. One of its more high-profile critics is former Prime Minister Julia Gillard, who says while it sounds appealing, for some women it isn't as clear-cut. She spoke alongside a panel hosted by the Global Institute for Women's Leadership at the Australian National University.
But I do think, given we know that domestic and caring labour is not equitably distributed, that there's a risk that if nothing else changes in 5 years' time, what we'll see is a pattern where women have chosen, particularly women in the family formation stage, have chosen disproportionately to work at home. Men have been much more regular attenders at the office, and that very visibility, if nothing else changes, will show in who is being considered for promotion, who's being considered for sponsorship, mentorship, who's being put on the best of the training opportunities, because the women will be kind of invisible behind the screen.
Emma Walsh is the Chief Executive Officer of Parents at Work. and says Australia has one of the most part-time workforces in the world, with women disproportionately affected.
Because there's real expectation here that it largely will be women that pick up those caring responsibilities and have to really balance that with work and home life. So now bring in a pandemic and a post-pandemic world where we're seeing obviously so many more people live and, well, I was going to say work from home, but it's sort of live at work from home, isn't it? It's just this new way that the boundaries are really, really blurred.
She calls it a term known as job creep.
And it creeps into our homes in ways that we don't always see it invading. And it's that last minute, you know, oh, just do that email before I clock off tonight, and it might already be 10 o'clock at night, because it's there and there is an expectation in a way that will always be, you know, available because, you know, the technology's there, isn't it?
The Victorian Chamber's Paul Guerra says the benefits of working from home are industry specific.
Yeah, we know this was one of the things that everybody was grappling with before COVID. How do we get that work-life balance right? Through COVID, we're probably at home more than what all of us wanted to, but we learned we could actually work from home. So now what we've got coming out of COVID is an environment where we should take the best of what we've learned through COVID and marry it to what we know we need from both an individual and a business need coming out of COVID.
And for business owners like Darren Silverman, the message is clear.
Come back to work. That's it. It's great. The city's buzzing again, which is great, but we need more people.
Hannah Kwon, SBS News.